kid be sick.
Okay.
Be a sick boy.
Alright. A person has a sick feeling down here, you would say that he feels sick.
At the stomach.
At the stomach. Okay.
Make sure that tapes.
What do you call a noisy, prankish celebration immediately after a wedding if some of the guests want to tease and embarrass the bride and groom? You want to talk about it?
Been so long since I
haven't been to a wedding lately.
Let's see, what would they call it?
A noisy, prankish celebration immediately after the wedding. Some of the guests want to tease and embarrass the bride and groom. Hang on just a second. I think I better go roll up my windows and start to know if we don't have a downpour.
Did you do all of the fixing up the yard and stuff around here? Did you build this house?
No. We've been here 43 years.
Before that, you just lived 3 miles from here, right? Before that, you just lived a little ways up the road, right?
Not that I had a big home right down yonder, 400 acres.
Yeah.
We've been married 53 years, will be the 25th of November. We moved twice.
Move more times than that. I'm not even 22 years old. Not even married, that's right. Well, all these rocks and stuff that are set out in the yard, did you set them out there like that?
Fix up the yard?
Wife did
that.
Wife did that?
Yeah. You get out there and quick like your heart. Stop down the road.
Yeah. I noticed it landscaped all the way down, you know.
I guess. Straight about a flower.
Yeah. It's beautiful, it really is. I guess I better get back to this. Let me see. I forgot where I am.
You didn't lock it, did you?
No. What do you call a hobgoblin to threaten children with? You might say to a child, you better behave or what will get you? What would you say might get them?
Book a man, I don't call it. Heard people have that march, you know, if you don't behave,
you
book a
man here. If your friend knocked on your front door on Christmas morning, how would you greet that friend?
Christmas morning.
Yeah, what would you say to him?
Christmas gift.
I never heard that before.
Had you?
No.
Oh, yeah, Christmas morning, everybody knows Christmas gift.
Yeah. If you have a very heavy suitcase, you might say, I'm glad I don't have to walk this very far.
Don't have to tote it very far.
Okay.
Carry it, tote it.
What do you call an animal with a very hard shell that lives in water? It can draw its four legs and head and tail completely inside its shell.
Turtle.
Now, what would you call a similar animal that lives on the land? Call it a different.
Rabbit.
Terrible. What do you call the insides of a hog that you can eat?
No.
What do you call the center part of an egg?
Yellow.
What do you call the upper part of a man's body?
Chest.
What do you call a small flat-bottomed craft with oars that you use on a lake? So you go on a lake with oars? What do you call
it?
Just a boat, all right. What do you call a covering for a pillow?
Oh, wait.
For a pillow.